Diabetes is one of the most common chronic diseases in the United States. So why are so many people still in the dark about its causes, treatments, and risks? As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, gaps in education and awareness can contribute to the silent nature of this widespread disease.
At almost 16 years old, Emma Heslin knew very little about any type of diabetes. But then she was diagnosed with type 1, also known as juvenile diabetes.
You're like, what is that? What does that mean? So you're not going into it knowing it's lifelong?
Type 1 diabetes happens when a person's pancreas stops producing insulin, which the body needs to regulate blood sugar. Heslin, now a 22-year-old registered nurse, learned she would have to take medication insulin and monitor her blood sugar levels for the rest of her life.
I'm a very private person. So when I was first diagnosed, I was like, okay, this is mine. And I think any diabetes diagnosis, it comes with shame. I felt ashamed, even though I didn't cause it. I think there's so much stigma and I wasn't knowledgeable about it. So I couldn't expect others to be. So I kind of hit it, just did my thing.
And while she has type 1, there's also type 2 diabetes, which accounts for the majority of cases in Connecticut. And that's closely linked to obesity, lack of exercise, a family history, and older age. Advocates and health providers say a diabetes diagnosis of any kind can come with judgment and blame, or feelings of shame and embarrassment, which can make a person less willing to seek out supportive services or share their experiences with friends and loved ones. Much of that stigma is often fueled by a lack of knowledge in society at large.
There just isn't enough education, and it makes it hard for both type 1 and type 2 diabetics to live their life because everyone they come in contact with, they have this stigma about them. Nobody really knows anything about their illness they carry.
Heslin says even more awareness about the different types of diabetes can go a long way. Each type requires different kinds of treatments and lifestyle changes. Debbie Horowitz says that's where diabetes education programs come in.
People get the diagnosis, they might get a pill, but they don't know what to do. They haven't necessarily spoken with a registered nutritionist or dietitian. And they're floundering.
Horowitz is the regional director of the Live Well program at Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging in Waterbury. The agency offers weekly workshops that teach adults with type 2 diabetes about healthy eating, exercise, and how to read blood sugar levels. Participants also learn how to deal with stress that comes with managing a chronic disease. Kelly Hammond says community support groups can also be a way for people to combat any lingering stigma. She's a registered nurse and certified diabetes educator at Hartford Hospital's Diabetes Life Care Program.
It makes you part of a shared community versus feeling like you're alone or you're isolated.
Hammond, who lives with type 1 diabetes herself, says there's gaps in education and knowledge among diabetics themselves and across the healthcare profession.
I've had patients come to me that were referred by PCPs who tell me, oh, I've had prediabetes for 10 years. And I look at their lab results and I see they met the clinical criteria to be diagnosed with diabetes 3 years prior. It's functionally 3 lost years.
So it's not just patients who need education, it's providers too. Because Hammond says all types of diabetes can be complex and challenging to live with and manage.
They change the way that you look at your life. And that's a permanent long-term thing, you know? And I think that we need to be mindful of that and support people in processing that.
And Hammond says breaking down the stigma and expanding education around diabetes could help save lives. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.